From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. North Korea has a different take than U.S. President Donald Trump on a June 12th summit that was supposed to take place in Singapore. Its leader, Kim Jong-un, is signaling he wants to meet with Mr. Trump at any time and any format after President Donald Trump called off the summit. More on the president's decision from VOA's Slatissa Hook.
Trump expressed regret that the summit will not take place and hope that it will happen at some time in the future.
All of the Korean people, North and South, deserve to be able to live together in harmony, prosperity, and peace. That bright and beautiful future can only happen when the threat of nuclear weapons is removed.
Trump's announcement came hours after North Korea dismantled its nuclear test site in a much-publicized show of goodwill. Analysts generally agree that the United States and North Korea have different views on denuclearization, and that any future talks on the subject require thorough and quiet preparation. Slatissa Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Canadian investigators say two men detonated an improvised explosive device in an Ontario restaurant Thursday night.
We transported 15 patients from the scene to local area hospitals. Three of those patients went down to a trauma center in Toronto.
Deputy Chief Brian Gibson with Peel Regional Paramedic Services speaking on CTV. Authorities say another 12 people received superficial wounds. The men have not been caught, and there's been no claim of responsibility for the attack. A court hearing for the teen accused of fatally shooting 17 people at a Florida high school has been rescheduled. A status hearing on the murder and other charges facing 19-year-old Nicholas Cruz that had been scheduled for this Friday in Fort Lauderdale will now take place on June 21st. This is VOA News. Russia continues to deny involvement of the Malaysia Airlines flight MH17 that went down on July 17, 2014, after investigators say there is evidence it was shot down. Australian Federal Police Commander Jennifer Hurst says the flight was shot down by a Buck missile.
Pieces of debris and parts found on the crash site were visually compared with reference material consisting of various Buck missiles available to the JIT.
283 MET passengers and 15 crew members were killed when that aircraft was shot down. The incident happened about 3 hours into the journey from Amsterdam to Kuala Lumpur. The JIT already had released evidence suggesting the plane was hit by a Russian Buk surface-to-air missile that had crossed into eastern Ukraine from Russia. Ireland voters are deciding this Friday whether to keep or repeal a constitutional amendment banning abortions in most cases. The current amendment, originally going back to 1983, banned all abortions before change was made 5 years ago to allow abortions in cases where the mother's life is in danger. If voters do decide to further loosen the rules, the Prime Minister's government intends to put forth legislation by the end of the year, allowing abortions with no restrictions up to 12 weeks into a pregnancy. Oscar-winning actor Morgan Freeman is the latest big-named Hollywood figure to be accused of sexual harassment. AP correspondent Shirley Smith tells us that he has apologized to anyone who may have felt uncomfortable or disrespected by his behavior.
Several women alleged he made frequent comments about their bodies or would stare at them in ways that made them feel uncomfortable. One production assistant on the film, Going in Style, said Freeman tried repeatedly to lift up her skirt and asked if she was wearing underwear. CNN spoke to 16 people about Freeman. 8 said they experienced harassment or inappropriate behavior, and 8 said they witnessed such conduct.
That's AP correspondent Shirley Smith reporting. And after a barrage of sexual abuse allegations that ruined his career, Hollywood mogul Harvey Weinstein is facing charges in what is said to be the first criminal case strong enough to take him into custody, which occurred this Friday. Those allegations against him sparked the Me Too movement. Two officials said that the criminal case involves allegations by then-aspiring actress Lucia Evans. She told a magazine that Weinstein forced her to perform oral sex on him. She was among the first women to speak out about the 66-year-old producer. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.